Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in the series we're calling Broken Mirrors, and we're following along with some of those passages in our Drivecast time. And we looked at Exodus chapter 1 on Sunday and looking at verses 15 to 22 today on the Drivecast. It says this, "Then the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shifra and the other Pua, when you serve as midwife to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it's a son, you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. So the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, why have you done this and let the male children live? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them. So God dwelt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. And then Pharaoh commanded all his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live." Now you may hear that and say, what in the world is going on right now? So let me offer you some of the context here. The Israelites have lived now in the midst of Egypt for hundreds of years, and God has blessed them, and they have multiplied, and they've grown to be a very great people. They came with a few dozen folks hundreds of years before. Joseph, right, that story, and Jacob and his family come to Joseph in Egypt. They stay there for hundreds of years. They grow and they multiply until finally the Egyptians are terrified of them, because they say, look, we've got this, you know, population of Hebrews, foreigners growing in our midst, and they've become a threat to us. We think they might side with our enemies, so we need to do something about it. And so they come up with these horrible plans of, you know, throwing the baby boys into the Nile. But the first one they come up with, the king of Egypt tells these midwives, these two midwives who probably oversaw the other midwives, right, who helped the Israelite population of expecting mothers. And they says, look, I want you to murder the boys as they come out of the womb. And of course, their response to, they decide not to do that and praise God. And then their response back to Pharaoh is almost comical in a sense, right? This sort of backhanded, like, you know, well, they're not like the Egyptian women, right? Our Hebrew women are strong and vigorous. And amazingly, Pharaoh just kind of is like, okay. But there's a key moment there in verse 17, where it says they feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt said. This is the most powerful man at this time, at this point in time in history, probably arguably the most powerful man in the world. And he looks at these ladies and he says, this is what you are to do. And effectively they say, no, we're not going to do that, because they feared God. And there's two things I want to say about that. One, the appropriate fear of God expels the fear of man in our lives. Some of us, and I say this from my own experience, right? I'm right there with you. That issue of people pleasing in us is really a symptom of us. We care too much about what people think and not enough about what God thinks. And the appropriate fear of him, and I'm not saying you just, you know, oh, I'm afraid of him. It's this allegiance to him, love for him, awe and reverence of who he is, and the appropriate fear of God is the one to whom I'm accountable. I'm accountable to him, not to anyone else. So when I think about my actions in life and what I'm going to do, I need to think about what is right and wrong in his eyes, not what's popular or not popular in the eyes of the people around me. You and I were not placed here to try to, you're not put in your workplace or in your family or wherever you are to be liked by other people. It's great if people like you. And there's something to be said for a good reputation, but at the end of the day, we are accountable to one, and that's to God. And secondly, right, so one, the appropriate fear of God and being in right relationship, that expels the fear of man in our lives. And then secondly, our relationship with God, it shapes our relationship with one another. You know, the Hebrew midwives, they do the right thing. They go and they protect these Hebrew boys, these families. They stand up to the king of Egypt, to Pharaoh. And I mean, you could look at them and just say, wow, you know, what great women. And they could say, yep, we're just really great people. But that's not what the text says. The text says they feared God. They had a right relationship to God. And because they were in right relationship to God, they were then in right relationship with one another. They did the right thing. They loved their Israelite brothers and sisters well. And I think the same is true for you and for me. If we in our relationships are saying, man, I'm not treating other people well, I'm not loving other people well, I'm bitter towards other people, we need to really look inside the heart and say, okay, what has happened that this is a symptom? And probably this goes back to my relationship with the Lord. Am I receiving grace from the Lord on a daily basis? Am I understanding how He's forgiven me? Because that will flow out in forgiveness to others. Am I loving God with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Am I receiving love from Him on a daily basis? Because that will compel me and help me and give me the grace to love others well. When my relationship with the Lord is right, it will help me in being in right relationship. It will shape my relationships to others. I think when you look at Jesus, right, Jesus taught us to pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, right? As we receive forgiveness from God, that causes us to have a forgiving heart and to choose then to forgive others. Our relationship with God will shape our relationships with one another. Let me pray for us, and then I want to ask you to just take some time to reflect and to pray yourself. Father, we love you. God, help us to appropriately fear you, love you, be in awe of who you are. And God, may we be in right relationship to you. We've talked about that in this series, Lord, gospel identity. That's so pivotal, central. Lord, may we understand who you are, how you love us, and who we are in you, and let that shape everything else, including our relationships with one another. God, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and pray.